NPCs unlocked. New playable races and classes include those which have been hidden to all but the Game Master before, including but not limited to orcs, hobgoblins, goblins, and their intermingling betwixt. Simply go to our link tree and follow the path to RPG Crafts Publishing Kickstarter to peruse this work of art. This message has been brought to you by Jeeves from Alalopolis in the Pink Plush Pig. Have a wonderful day.
Hello, fair listener. Welcome and thank you for following our journey on metagaming by Rum-Propelled Gaming. Fair warning, sometimes we are not safe for work, and others not safe for real life. Journey forth at your own risk. Now let's dive right back into Tarath through the campaign Manipolos.
Go check.
No, fucking Craig.
Fuck you, Craig.
Oh, Craig. Craig's worse than me.
Show up at the end.
Oh!
Or right when the juicy starts, parts start.
Right.
In the middle of a fight.
As right when the juicy starts.
Alright, so I'm gonna roll, I'm gonna do my attack roll, and then it's probably gonna disconnect me, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
And then we'll roll the spell slot if necessary.
Yep, there it went.
It does not like it.
So does 20 hit?
Oh yeah. All day.
Okay. So I'll roll the damage and then I'll roll the Divine Smite extra. And then does the bard thing apply to me as well?
No, you were not caught in either the bard or the bless.
Rip.
Okay, just making sure before I start rolling stuff. So I just need the damage and then the divine smite roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gotcha.
That's so weird. Going back over to Manny. Looks like a damage of 10. And come on, Divine Smite. Longsword damage. Take it back over there. There it is. It's thinking. 10. Nice. Total of 20.
All right, I'm back.
And
hey,
you
welcome back.
Off a sizable chunk of the tentacle that's near to you. One of them. With 20 damage as you call down the wrath of your deity with the Divine Smite.
Smite you, foul creature. And then I don't think I'm going to use any of my movement. I'm going to stay where I'm at as well.
All right.
And then, does that the Divine Smite take up my second attack?
I was just trying to go and look at it while I was doing that, but I did not get.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Does it say? I think it's just a bonus action, if I remembered correctly. That's what I was trying to.
So
call, though.
D20 said it's a. It's a no action. I'm not sure what that exactly means.
Then it wouldn't be worth any of them. Where's it at in your action?
So it's under traits, like character traits.
Features and traits. Features. And
yeah.
Traits.
Yeah, that's like my voice ability. There's no mine is in response to something that I do. So if yours doesn't say it has an action.
It's just that's why it took me a while to find melee weapon.
Say that again, Josh.
It looks like it's just whenever you hit with a melee weapon. Period.
Okay, I just choose to use a spell slot to use it then, so it doesn't act like soak up an action.
No, it's just it just happens whenever you use a melee attack
spell slot. And
it does use one spell slot.
Okay. So,
and it does radiant.
I'm gonna use that second. I'm gonna use that second attack then, and do the exact same thing.
Okay.
Boo-doo.
That's so weird.
Bananas. Bananas.
27 will definitely hit.
Bananas go away.
14 damage for the longsword.
So, Josh, so my daggers are in the monster now, yeah?
Currently, in its mouth, yeah.
Awesome.
And another 10. Sauce. So, for a total of 24 additionally to the original 20, so 40 fucking 4 damage.
Well.
Whoop. As a level 6. Very nice.
And then like I said, I'm not going to use any of my movement. I'm going to stay where I'm at.
Yeah, no worries. So you lop off another sizable chunk of those tentacles to the left as they're writhing about, and it flops, and they both the chunks flop into the water.
Foul creature, we'll take care of you yet.
The large crocodile to the end, and it screams in pain. It looks like it's hurting already with the daggers in its mouth now and most of its left appendages off. But the crocodile towards the hut house thing is moving towards Falkna. And goes in. For a bite to try and see what Falkna tastes like. Or attempts to. With a 13 to hit.
Okay, so do I need to roll anything?
You're looking for your AC. Your armor DC. Class.
AC, sorry.
Armor class 11.
So you, that would be the 13 it goes against, which you did not beat because it has to roll to hit you, is what that was.
Right.
And then it did. Let me go back to that. Holy fuck, Nugget. 22 damage. And it's biting at your leg.
Did you say 22?
I did.
I only have 16, so I guess I pass out, huh?
Yeah, it bites deep into your leg and starts trying to pull you towards the water as you're like watching it rip the flesh up away. You just like, after all of that hardcore talk of drinking and such, you see your own blood and your flesh ripping apart and you pass out. And then we've got the other large crocodile up the way. Move. Seemingly as if it wants to go towards Mame, just being that Mame's in the front, but also realizes the smaller, softer target to Mame's right, and goes biting towards
You fool, have you ever seen a crocodile try to eat a turtle? They can't.
Fuck that guy up.
Tries to bite with a 17 on Franklin.
Oh no, that's my AC.
That means
this
it doesn't
is
do it.
Less than ideal.
That means it doesn't do it. Also, could you roll me a strength save? I guess you could. You can't. You're unconscious. Never mind. No, nix that.
He fails.
Yeah, I would say that fails.
So.
Or wait.
It's just biting.
Could
down
I not
and
be
holding
a? Okay. Could I not have a shield too? Or no? Do I have? I do I have shield proficiency. Anyway, go on.
If you didn't have a shield, I didn't think you would have one. But you said a 17 was your AC, so it does not hit you. Because if it matches, it doesn't hit.
Okay. Guys, I should get a shield sometime. Maybe a turtle shell shield.
It bites right.
I agree. Shields are very helpful.
Next to you, almost right around, just kind of, you know, trying to bite around Mame, bite at you, but it doesn't quite get you. But it's really damn close. Like,
hi.
And then.
Taunting the alligator.
I thought I'm making friends. He's smiling.
I'm guessing an 11 doesn't do much for you, Mame.
No.
Okay. So it's just slapping its tail against your raging, muscled form as it's trying to get past you. And it's not really doing too much. It's just like, slap, slap, slap against you.
Oh, and I can't react to that, can I?
No, that's its attack.
Okay.
It has a multi-attack for that.
Gotcha.
But, and then, finally, after it's been brutally mutilated, the frog creature, large frog creature, steps out of the water, and it's at least 10 feet tall, as it tries to...
There's no space for you here.
Stand on the bridge that you guys are standing on, and tries to bite onto Rivik, having been slashed against.
That makes sense.
That was a critical.
Oh no!
With the 30.
Ruh-roh.
Uh-oh. No.
I'm guessing that's gonna do it for you, as in hit. And that would, if you could do a constitution saving throw for me, as you're getting essentially swallowed here.
Sorry about that. What do you need from me?
A constitution save, if you could.
You're gonna die.
Constitution
basically.
Save. Yeah. Gotcha.
Is it my turn yet? I will save you.
Eighteen. Yeah, you needed a 20. I'm sorry. You are currently swallowed by the creature. So it is. You are inside its gullet and sliding down into the insides of it. And are prone, but you're inside of it as you're doing it. But you're also restrained. So you're restrained and prone. I didn't send it. I just clicked on it. But you are prone, which just means you have to use your action to all of your movement to stand up. And you have disadvantage on attack rolls if somebody were to attack you from inside of there somehow. And
okay, I have a quick question for you, Josh, before we go forward.
Bye. No, this is what he thinks of that.
He was never seen again.
I have a quick question for swallowed by frog.
Apologies, disconnected again. This setup is not optimal.
Yeah, I can tell.
Does a shield count as another weapon?
If you have it currently in hand, then it does not. It's a sort of weapon, but it also increases your AC. So I'm guessing you don't have it equipped currently. Let me go to your.
Well, I do. I mean, I'm just wondering. Oh, I'm just wondering if my dueling trait applies. Because it states that if you have a weapon in one hand and no other weapon in hand, that you get a +4 on attack rolls. But I don't know if a shield counts as that, but my shield is equipped. So
I think a shield does usually.
I figured
there are rules for improvised weapons.
Yeah, I wasn't adding the +4 before because I figured it did, but I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, you did pretty dang good job mutilating it before. That's why I was going for you this time. And you did take a total of
44?
No, so let me go back to this here. Yeah, 3d6 plus 6, that was the piercing damage. And then as you're being swallowed and into its stomach, you took a total of 60. Sixty-four
damage?
Yes. As
I'm
it's
down.
Inside of the frog.
Wait, what? I thought it was inside the crocodile.
Nope.
I might need you guys to cut me out.
Well, that sucks, because I was about to just, like, hitch and run.
And then it, uses its remaining two tentacles to slap Vomaira and Ash, or attempts to, anyways, with a 13 and a 13.
Yeah, that makes contact with me.
That does not hit me.
All right. A 14 damage then to you, Ash, and if you could make a why does it not say? I'm guessing it's Dex. Oh no, that's the escape DC. So you're currently grappled, is what it is. Or no, it should be Dex though.
A dexterity saving throw?
Yeah.
Well. 6.
Yeah, so you're inside of one of its tentacles currently.
How nice.
Being grappled. You cannot move, and you're basically around the waist with this tentacle here. It's circled around your waist and holding you and trying to pull you into it itself as it's becomes Falkna's turn. With Ash on deck, and
okay, what am I supposed to do? I'm passed out.
Ah, you roll a death save.
How do I do this?
Is it just a d20?
It is. I didn't hear if there was a question in there. I apologize if that was your question.
Oh, yeah, I think maybe.
Yep, you're back up with 1 HP.
Okay. I'm unarmed, unfortunately, so I'm going to have to inflict a blood curse.
What does that entail exactly? For you.
It's, I have no idea. It says you can invoke a blood curse a number of times per short rest based on your level. Before it affects the target, you can choose to amplify the curse. Amplified curse gains an additional effect noted on the curse's description. Creatures that don't have blood in their bodies are immune to blood curses unless the curse has been amplified.
Where are you at in spells?
Or no? Features and traits. It says 1d4 Himmacraft die.
And it looks like it's one bonus action. So you still have an action currently. And okay. Are you facing the crocodile that's attacking you?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have disadvantage on constitution saving throws.
I don't want to be that guy, but when is it my turn?
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing else Faulkner can do, so go ahead.
He's not in the rotation, actually.
Yeah, that's why he asked.
Oh, okay.
He got good catch.
14. you'll be up first in the first of the order, then after Faulkner, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure where it had to have been.
Are we going to Catan it where he goes last and then first?
Yeah. Yep. Why? To go over here. I don't know why. Add character. No, not like that.
No, stop. You're bad.
No, don't.
Look at Witch of the East.
Oh, you know why? You know why? System. When we did the magical miniature adventures with Gabby for GM, you never switched Flint back over into Manipolis, sir. Into that campaign.
Yeah, I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't see him. But I was like, I just can't see him past the other characters.
I'm right here on the bridge. Like, you don't see my character?
I meant like...
Oh, wait, yeah, there you are.
In D&D Beyond.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't pull you... Whenever I was doing the pull for that, it didn't pull your character sheet into that.
Oh, okay.
I apologize, fair D&D players, but I have to run away.
Take me all away, hey.
Or go for the evening. So, Josh, you are welcome to roll for me and swing at this dude with the big great axe. But okay. Try to cut out our fellow who got eaten. But okay. Very good session. Good luck.
Mame, I appreciate that, because I'm the one eaten.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Thank you.
She just collapsed.
Oh, God, what's happening to our party?
Everybody's eaten by alligators.
I'm about to say, get me out of the mouth of this thing.
I'm going to try.
Let me know when you get back into the campaign on Manipolis. Then I can re-add you into the thing, but... For all intents and purposes, you are after Faulkner here, which it sounds like you, Faulkner, are casting that blood curse as a bonus action, but were you going to do anything else as an action, or...?
I guess I could try to hit it with my talon. I mean, that's all I can really do.
Sure.
Oh, I don't have Manny Polis on my campaign.
Yeah, it's because Flint's not there. If you go to the pins in Discord, you should be able to find the link that you need. Bolts. Where am I? Giant crocodile. So was that a 13? It did not break through the hide. So you're slashing at it, and you're digging furrows, but not quite to the point where blood's coming out.
Okay.
And then we would have you, Flint. Yeah, I understand. That was your bonus action and your main action. Currently, you are grappled as it stands, Falcona 2. Your leg is inside of its mouth. Still, as you're like slashing at it.
And, oh, great. This thing still has both the leg.
and blood cursing it, which I think does require... No, it doesn't necessarily, probably. But let me... Blood curse. Nope. Bonus action. Nope. I was going to say it might require a verbal and or semantic, which usually just means something that's spoken and something that you do, but I don't see that requirement there as a bonus action.
Yeah, I didn't either.
All right. Take chance of harming my friend. I'm gonna pull out a fork. And I'm gonna yell pumpkin 3 times to enlarge it. And it'd be like, it's time for some frog legs tonight, and I'm just gonna pitch fork right in the side.
Okay. We're friends.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
And
you have my word. As a paladin.
I don't know what to do with friends.
As you pitchfork it, it goes back. Everyone sees it go back into the water, reverse time, and Ruvik be uningested onto onto the thing. And Ruvik, you gain consciousness back as if you didn't know anything had happened. You've just slashed off some tentacles. It is still your turn, Flint, but you're standing there like all prevalent and
do I have my health back?
Yes.
Sick. Would he take damage from that pitchfork?
It does not seem like.
Okay. So does everyone know what just happened?
Other than Ruvik.
Okay.
And the frog, it seems like.
And then as my second action... Wait, oh, fuck. I always miss this. I have a thing. When I attack... Mystic Frenzy. Okay. So I'm going to use Eldritch Blast because it's a cantrip for me.
Mm-hmm.
Does 10 hit?
The frog? No.
Yeah. Well, with Mystic Frenzy, after I cast the cantrip, I can then immediately attack with a weapon.
Okay.
So I shoot it with my pistol. Ah! Ah, yeah, ah, 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 ah. No, that's a nat 20.
Nice. Oh, oh. Definitely roll damage.
And it rolled a large 10 on it, too.
Nice.
So that's just the regular 12 there, so you need to double that, right?
For 24. Yeah, so that'd be 24. And I really should put a note in this gun so I remember its dex save that it has to make. 8 efficiency bonus.
On the map, which one is the one that's passed out? Or not passed out, but being dragged into the water, into its death?
Narrow.
Falconet.
Okay, yeah, it has to be a 12 dex save.
It did not. It got a 3. And is that a 5-foot radius? So it looks like everybody's good now that it's back into the water and not on the bridge.
So and with my roll being a 20, was that would that 4 explosion be doubled as well?
Yeah.
Oh, Bryce, that's an 8 on that.
You guys see all of that, and then Flint would Eldritch Blast from one hand, and it kind of just soars straight over the frog, and then it seems to be of just a distraction as it looked up, and you took it under the chin with a blast as it goes blowing a sizable chunk out of its jaw, it looks like.
32, that's one of the largest hits I've ever
done. Is what she proclaimed.
He took that load to the chin.
DM, do I realize that Flint, like, pulled us back in time and got me out of the situation? Or do I think that, like, I just severed some limbs and Flint just blew this thing's jaw off? Like, do I realize what just happened?
You do not realize what just happened.
Okay.
You just think you severed some limbs and Flint blew a piece of it off.
Does he have a weird subconscious fear of frogs now?
Or being swallowed.
Walk.
Was that your turn then?
Yeah, that ends my turn.
All right, then we got Ash. Or wait, so you would technically, I think actually we were going to say, have your turn again because I missed you in the first round. And in this case, since you were at the end and Ash was at the beginning, you would just take 2 turns now.
Okay.
Yeah, double dap.
Yeah.
Do it.
Double barrel.
Guaranteed.
Okay. I will then take another shot at him. Come on. I did so good last time. Does 11 hit?
It does not.
And then for my second attack. See if it works this time. Eldritch Blast.
Oh yeah, 17 would hit.
Oh, that's Dookie. Oh wait. Okay, I don't know what that second roll was.
I don't know either, but do you have multiple beams at this level?
Yeah, I'm at level 5, so I have 2 beams.
That can... Does it require 2 rolls, though? Or is...
It does.
I was going to say, because that second roll would count for it.
They're individual attacks.
So I see...
Then. Then that accidental 22 to hit would okay. I don't know how I did that because it rolled the attack and damage at the same time.
Mm-mm. I think there might be a setting for that in one of the programs we use to save like time.
Oh, so if you click at like if you don't click on like the roll button. Like, because I always hit on, like, you know, the DC to hit bonus thing to rolls. If you click on at will, like, well, on spells, if you click on at will, it just rolls damage and the attack at the same time.
Nice.
All right.
So, a total of 9 damage from the Eldritch Blast on top of it all.
And since I used the cantrip, I could throw out Mystic Frenzy. to use my bonus action to shoot again.
Oh yeah, 17 hits.
Does he make the 12 deck?
No. Five.
And that'll end my turn.
And you see another two laser blasts from, I think you'd said your palm you were shooting these from, right?
Yeah.
And then the other hand come up and fire another shot cocked back from the pistol and slam into the flank of the frog and tear a sizable chunk, and it's reeling, it's barely holding on, it's looking like it's wanting to run, it's regretting its decision at the very least, and it is Ash's turn with Franklin on deck.
I fucking told you you'd regret it. Okay, so I am back to normal. Nothing slapped me.
No, you still feel like you got slapped.
Oh, okay.
It seemed.
Oh, yeah.
It seemed.
Does
the
that
effect
do the damage? Like I took damage from that.
It seemed to only affect the frog itself, and since you're guessing Ruvik was inside of the frog at that particular time, it affected both Ruvik and the frog separately, but okay. At the same time.
So who was unconscious then? It wasn't Ruvik, it was...
Faulkner.
Okay, right in front of me, right?
Yeah, more or less.
He is unconscious and down some health points.
He looks like he's back conscious, but barely fighting it and being attemptually drugged into the water.
Okay, I'm going to reach down and just grab a hold of him, like try to grab his shoulder or his arm. And upon making contact, I am going to cast Cure Wounds. At higher levels when you cast this spell. So I'm going to touch him, and I'm going to call out, no, I'm not going to let this thing eat you, friend! And
thank you so much.
2d8 of healing. Do I roll those? Does he roll
you,
those?
You do.
Okay. I forget. There it is. Oh, wow. He should have rolled it. 4!
So you get 4 health back there, Faulkner.
Instantaneous.
Up to 5 totals now.
Oh, no, wait. It's 2d8 plus 5. I'm sorry. I skimmed it too quickly. So 4 plus 5, 9. You get 9 back.
Okay, so what am I at total then?
10.
10? Okay.
Because you were at 1 health.
Right. Okay.
I got it updated for you, I think, but...
And I'm going to try to hold on to him and not let him get drug into the water.
You're holding on to him for now. Let's see how that dragging part goes. And that was your turn?
I don't think I can do anything else. Not while holding on to him.
All right.
We must save our feathered friend.
Franklin, be it your turn with Mame on deck. And then Vamita. Because Mame's just going to hack and slash.
Is anyone else down?
It looks like Faulkner is still down, you know, prone, being drugged into the water. But otherwise... Everyone is still standing.
Oh, shoot. You know what I never did? Oh, wait. No, I didn't take damage. So remember, you guys still have Blast those who had it.
That would be Flint still. I did forget that. I see the little marker now, though, and it reminded me. Beep bopping back.
No worries. So I will turn to... Is there anyone else who needs healing besides Falkna? Who is in a position to make, like, an attack?
I do not, since Flint used work. Like, I have my health restored, so...
Then what I'll do is I will cast Healing Word on Falkna, to heal him for...
La-la-la-la-la-la-la.
This much. Did it go? It did not go. Ooh, there seven. It goes. For 7 points of healing, you will also get to make your attack on somebody as your action right now.
Falkna.
And I'll say, hit the alligator or crocodile. I can't remember.
What you...
Falkna. Hit him. Get him. Okay. Then, well, okay, so with the rest of my turn...
I just need to roll for my talent strike?
Yep, whatever your standard attack is.
Okay. Sorry, I was talking and I was muted earlier.
I do it all the time, man.
Yeah.
Definitely not alone.
Nice.
Is that a to hit 12? I wonder why it's green.
Yeah, that's weird. Plus zero for one slashing damage. You did it! good job, I guess. I did look into my inventory / starting gear. I do get a shield, so I'm going to use a free action to equip my shield.
Okay.
And then I will use my action to turn around to this alligator and like... Neener, 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 and then I will withdraw fully into my shell, raising my AC by another 4. So my AC now will be 23. And I hope to distract this thing while everyone else kills stuff.
I'm going to say, wow, the little turtle's tougher than me!
And the claws that you rake across it, again, do not quite break the hide of the the crocodile there, Falkna.
Ah, crap.
But then we've got Mame, who would probably stand up for Franklin and try to attack the crocodile, I would guess, in this situation, considering having seen what just happened and how Ruvik handled himself so far. Seeming to think that the frog is handled, and would attack the crocodile here. Gotta bring Mame up, though. With her giant, bejeweled Great Axe of Justice. We're there. There. I apologize. Hit. Roll that.
Roll it.
And slap
with the bless. Bless anyone?
She used her bless.
It's every turn.
Is it?
It's yeah. Every attack, every save, until I lose concentration for everybody.
Oopsies.
It's a super nice spell if I can maintain concentration.
For a
don't
13.
Let him lose concentration.
So I'm in my shell.
A 13 that hits right next to the alligator must have just been slightly off in her swinging calculations, sinks deep into the boards of the bridge that you're standing on. And I think she would...
Get up next time.
They would attack again with their secondary attack.
Yes!
Where did it go now? Mame. With an 18, that'll do it. And damage. Came through as 22 damage, though, for some reason. Not sure what that's up. Oh, it's the total of the two. That'd be why. Whoa. So, sinks deep into the shoulder of it before pulling back, and then it would be Vamira's turn with Rivik on deck.
So did my daggers return?
No. It seemed to only have affected the last 6 seconds or so of time.
Okay. I just wanted to double check. That's unfortunate. But I still have Hex on him. Sorry, hold on one second. Okay. Oh, come on. Going to short sword attack.
One of its tentacles or its tongue or something.
Yeah. I'll go for the tongue. 20 damage.
That actually would be a death kill if you wanted to describe
it. Fuck yeah!
Woo! I say, oh, what do I say?
Die, bitch?
You're about to croak.
I say, give me back my daggers. May you never see the light of hell again. I can cut out its tongue.
And it spurts this gush of blood over everyone in its path, especially you being right directly in front of it, the where you'd cut.
I just do the like almost like a Bruce Almighty, like when he like takes his clothes off, but like I just like stand there like just like basking in the like rain of the blood of the frog.
And it sinks back into the flowing river swamp onto that ledge of the rock there. With just, you can see that it doesn't completely submerge, the top of it still mostly out of the water and being good, pushed up against the rock that's right next to the bridge. But,
heck yeah. And then I have movement, so I'm gonna like, I'm basically gonna like walk up to the frog so I can start trying to get my daggers back.
Okay.
Like, right, yeah.
There you go.
The frog sinking into the water. Better get him back quick.
Right? I'm like, start to step on his, like, mouth.
Then we've got Ruvik, if you're done with yours.
First, before I do anything, I'm going to shoot a look over to Volmyra and give her a nod on a very nice kill. And then when I kind of look Falkna's way, like, what exactly do I see? Like, is he still, like, in dire need? Like,
Oddly enough, there isn't any more blood flowing out of Falkna into the river as it was dripping off of him before. Currently, it looks almost as if the wound is basically healed, but the crocodile still has a hold of him, currently.
Okay, and then when I look Franklin's way, is that crocodile still... How much of a threat does it look like he's posing, I guess?
It looks like it's got a little bit of damage from Mame, but otherwise, both of these two crocodiles are seemingly unharmed up to this point.
I don't want to leave Franklin by himself on this side of the bridge. I'm going to turn to this crocodile that's close to Franklin and attack with my broadsword.
And we lost him.
Bing bong.
And that roll didn't even come through. Oh, there it goes. It's thinking. 11. That did not work.
He is struggling.
Maybe it's a sign to call it because it is after 10 now.
Okay.
We'll let him finish his turn.
Oh, yeah.
19. That one would do it. I think he were kind of probably remembers. Yeah, 19 will hit. But the other one did not.
19 to hit.
That one hits.
One second.
So when you're recording, do you hear all these bing bongs when they go in and out like that?
No, surprisingly.
It's an 8 damage.
Oh, okay. I've seen another swing there. Yeah, that one. 8. And you slash onto its back, but not really, you know, making it too deep. You see a nice furrow open up with blood starting to pool in its back, and it as it snarls at you and hisses.
All right, that second roll I rolled was my second attack to hit.
I'd seen an 11... A 19 and a 22. So I took the first 11 and the second 19. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. So the first attack hit, missed, so... and second attack yep. hit. Then.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're slashing down on this thing, and you're like, "Man, the frog was a little bit easier to hit because it was so big."
Yeah. The hide is tough on this one. Franklin, are you all right?
Oh, God, they took out Franklin.
No! The baby just starts crying.
And,
turtle soup for dinner, then.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of focus on this one, so I'm not going to use any of my movements. That's my turn.
I was saying, from muffled inside, you hear.
My reaction's the same.
Did you guys want to call it then? Well, if you get back into the campaign there, Flint, I'll try and make a note to that you're at the after Falkna, basically, and I'm just gonna put that in chat too. Well, probably best to write it down here too.
Yeah,
but if you, unless you guys were thinking you want to try and finish the fight, you got the two, got the giant frog though.
Totally up to you guys. It's only 8 for me, so I'll leave it to you, the people who are in the future.
Yeah,
I'm down to keep going if you guys are.
We have to go to bed. We've got to get up early in the morning.
No worries.
He has to get up earlier than me too.
Yeah, maybe we should go ahead and call it here then.
Fair enough. Sure.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That works. Good slaughtering.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
We got the big one out of the way. It's a good start.
Right. We should have lassoed him up here. We could have had some nice frog legs for dinner.
Don't worry. I can whip some up.
I was gonna say, just make a little note to yourself that he's still floating right there.
After
Vamira is not letting her daggers go away.
No right. way, Jose. Yep. I need those babies.
We got body loot to do after the battle.
Yes. Yeah. All right, guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
A grand and wonderful thank you for those who took the time and made it here, to the end of the episode, where I know sometimes we are long-winded and others we are just dead silent. I don't know what to tell you. This is raw here, folks. Please remember to like and subscribe, and you can help support us just by listening, but you can also provide even more support, if you like, by going to Anchor FM page and following the support link there. If you do so, I will personally work in an NPC or an idea, whatever you'd like to hear played out. If you want, you can get a hold of us through one of our many options, including voice messages on Anchor FM, or DM to our Twitter, or any other social media that you can find us, YouTube, etc. You can share your ideas, otherwise listen for the shout-out, and thank you for making it through.